Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's talk of the program teacher, we're going to be discussing about what we like to eat and should we allow to eat whatever we like or not. And more specifically, we have two camps of people. One love to eat pig or pork or ham, and the other one is religiously, completely opposed to eating it. We're going to look at these two camps and see what their rationale is. The first camp, we are very convenient in finding out what their logic is. They say, well, pork, just because I like it, I'm going to eat it. Since pork is something that tastes good and I like the taste of pork, I'm going to eat it. Now, the second camp, on the other hand, is like, no. We're not going to eat pork. We're not going to eat pig in any form and shape. When asked why really you don't want to eat pork and why are you so opposed to eating it, they've got a few reasonings. So today we're going to look at which camp has more solid reasons to eat pork or not eat pork. Like I said, the first camp, they don't really have any reason other than I like it. It tastes good. But the camp that is opposed to it has a lot of reasons. Now, as you all know, that pig is considered a filthy animal. We know that. Just go online, look at how it's born, how it's raised, where it's raised, what does it eat, what does it do, where does it play, all of those things. Just look at it, you will conclude for yourself that a pig is a filthy animal. Then, it's extraordinarily reckless in sexual desires. It's a known fact, brothers and sisters. You go look up online. Everywhere you see a pig or pork, look at its characteristics. Every animal has special characteristics. With pig, the special characteristic that stands out is that recklessness in its sexual behavior. It has an extraordinary and a different sexual pattern. Scientifically, it is established that its effects, like eating pork, its effects on one's sexual affairs are clearly observed. It has already been scientifically proven. Now, if we look at the religious side of things, it's not just Islam that has prohibited eating pork. It has been prohibited in the Sharia of Prophet Moses. So if you talk to the practicing Orthodox Jews, for instance, they will tell you that in their religion, it is prohibited for them to consume pork. And the Christians, likewise. I was actually watching a video on this, and there was a Christian priest telling why Christians don't eat pork. So brothers and sisters, it's not just Islam. It's Judaism, it's Christianity, it's even other religions that prohibit consuming pork. It's possible that they all have different reasons to not eat pork, but the bottom line is their religion tells them not to eat pork. In the gospel, the sinners have been likened to the pig. Now, isn't that interesting? Right? Look at the Sharia of Prophet Moses. So it's not just Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it is prohibited in, but even in the Sharia of Prophet Moses. Brothers and sisters, do you know, and do a quick look up on this. Just, you know, take your smartphone, do a quick Google search. What does a pig consumes? You would be surprised to know a pig consumes primarily its own wastes. So the way a pig grows is by consuming its own waste, which is dirty. It's filthy. Now let's look at some scientific researches after we return from a short break.
I've always been singled out because of my hijab. I always stuck out like a sore thumb. Imagine a huge group of school kids and you're the only one with a weird head covering. And to make matters worse, I was the only one wearing a hijab in our entire school. All I can say is that by the time I started college, I was pretty much used to people making remarks about my hijab and my religion. Don't get me wrong, I mean, these weren't always bad, but people saw me as some sort of representative. So it wasn't unheard of that random people, whom I had never talked to, would come up to me and ask me really deep questions. One day, my Chinese friend and I were sitting in the cafeteria of our college and this guy that I recognized from one of our lectures joined us. This wasn't out of the norm because the atmosphere in the cafeteria was pretty relaxed and it was a great place to make new friends. Anyways, what shocked me was not that this guy, let's call him John, came to sit with us, but the words he spoke. Glancing down at my tray, he realized that I had gotten the vegetarian option and he was like, "Are you vegetarian?" And I said, No, actually, I just don't eat the meat here."
Oh.
He was shocked and said, "Don't you like it?" I replied, No, it's not that. It's just that I eat halal meat only." That's when the light bulb turned on in his mind. He was like, "Oh, right, you're Muslim." And trust me, I was this close to saying, "Well done, Captain Obvious." But hey, I refrained myself. Then, obviously, in the understanding that he was an expert on this field, he said, "Oh yeah, I know you're not allowed to eat pork, right?" All I did was nod to that question. But he continued, "So like, don't you want to like taste it once?" I was like, "So good." And like, "Besides, how can you not eat pork? It's just like cow and chicken, right?" Here I was, a dilemma. Was I going to be rude and tell him to mind his own business? Or plunge into a really long and difficult explanation of why I don't eat pork? But then I glanced at my Chinese friend. And an idea hit me. I said, "Well, do you eat dog meat?"
Oh.
John was not expecting that question, I tell you. He was all like, "Ew, like, why would you eat dog meat? That's like really disgusting." All I did was point at my friend and said, "Jing here eats dog meat."
Oh.
Jing, who was just waiting for an opportunity to jump down this guy's throat, said, "We eat dog meat in our country? It's actually way yummier than pork." I turned around to John and said, "See, you can't judge people by what you find normal. For me, eating pork is just like eating dog meat." At this point, John was really surprised, but we all started laughing. I think in this moment, we realized how different perhaps our customs are, but how similar we as humans are.
Welcome back to The Teacher. Today we're discussing, and we will continue this second part of the discussion, about consuming and eating pig. We have looked at how filthy of an animal pig is, how reckless in its sexual desires this animal is, and then we also looked at some scientifically established facts. In addition, we looked at the religious aspects of it. So not only Islam, but also Judaism, the original Judaism and Christianity, they have prohibited their followers from eating and consuming pork. Now we're going to look at some scientific research regarding this topic. The meat of the dirty animal, this dirty animal, it contains two forms of dangerous parasites. One is called trichinia and the other is called tainia. A single trichinia is capable of spawning 15,000 times within a period of 1 month, brothers and sisters. And it causes various diseases. Let me name some: anemia, vertigo, fever, rheumatic pains, nervous stress, internal itching, accumulation of fat, exhaustion and extreme lassitude, breathing problems, difficulty in chewing and swallowing food, etc. See, it's not just one disease. This bacteria called trichinia, it is capable of spawning 15,000 times within a period of 1 month. And we're talking about single trichinia, and a pig is full of trichinia. Now, let's look at this fact, and I'm presenting some scientific research. 1 kilogram of pork is likely to contain 400 million trichinia, and perhaps this was the reason that some years back, consumption of pork was prohibited in some parts of Russia. See, so what we conclude from this? We conclude that a pork, a ham, this animal, this pig, is full of trichinia, which is 4 million trichinia in one pig. And each of these trichinias, they are capable of spawning 15,000 times. Multiply that with 400 million. You would be surprised. Some may claim, now I'm just concluding the topic, some may claim that today it's possible to eliminate all these parasites because of the technological development and advancements. But the question is, the meat of every animal bears the traits of that animal. So every animal have specific traits. And when somebody consumes that animal or the meat of that animal, those traits get transferred into the consumer. Knowing all these facts, brothers and sisters, why in the world would anyone insist on consuming pig? It's so weird. In any form and shape, let it be ham, let it be pork, you know, any form and shape. Sausages, and pizza, and burgers. There is no point, brothers and sisters. There are so many detrimental effects of consuming this filthy animal that we should be really careful about it. And this all of it that I've stated here, this is in addition to something that is in itself enough for us. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, they have commanded us not to consume this animal. For us, that's enough. So at top of that, I've presented this research, so we become crystal clear that this filthy animal should not be consumed.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it.
Dear
down,
listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.